This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli officials said Monday that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dissolved the influential war cabinet that was tasked with steering the war in Gaza. The war cabinet was dissolved following the departure from the government of Benny Gantz, an opposition lawmaker who had joined the coalition in the early days of the war. He had demanded that a small cabinet be formed as a way to sideline far-right lawmakers in Netanyahu's government. Gantz, Netanyahu, and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant were its members and made key decisions together throughout the war. Israel's army says it will pause daytime fighting along a route in southern Gaza to help flow of aid. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports a pause in daytime fighting along 7.5 miles of road from the Kerem Shalom crossing to a main north-south road could help get more aid delivered for hemmed-in Palestinians.
The idea behind this pause is to create a safe corridor, an 11-hour window where trucks can move safely to the crossing, pick up supplies, and move back into Gaza to deliver them. Now, there are a lot of question marks about how this system's going to work. One of the big ones is how the trucks will be protected as they move around inside of Gaza. But if this new system works, it could mark an important step toward easing the humanitarian crisis inside Gaza.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's two-day weekend summit at a Swiss Alpine resort aimed to find a consensus on how to end the war in Ukraine. Reuters' Alice Rizzo.
The draft of the final declaration seen by Reuters refers to Russia's invasion as a war, a label Moscow rejects. It calls for Ukraine's control over the Zaporizhia nuclear plant and its Azov seaports to be restored and for Ukraine's territorial integrity to be respected. But in line with the conference's more modest stated aims, it omitted tougher issues.
That's Reuters' Alice Rizzo. This is VOA News. A Chinese vessel and a Philippine supply ship collided near the disputed Spratly Islands in the South China Sea Monday. That's according to China's Coast Guard. Coast Guard said a Philippine supply ship entered waters near the Second Thomas Shoal, a submerged reef in the Spratly Islands that's part of a territory claimed by several nations. The Chinese Coast Guard said in a statement on the social media platform WeChat, the Philippine supply ship ignored China's repeated solemn warnings and dangerously approached a Chinese vessel in normal navigation in an unprofessional manner, resulting in a collision. Over a dozen Jordanians have died from sunstroke during the Hajj pilgrimage. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Masses of pilgrims have embarked on a symbolic stoning of the devil in Saudi Arabia under the soaring summer heat. The ritual marks the final days of the Hajj, or Islamic pilgrimage, and the start of Eid al-Adha, a celebration for Muslims around the world. The pilgrimage has not been an easy one for the over 1 million Muslims who have had to tolerate the intense heat. Whilst over a dozen Jordanians died from too much exposure to the sun, Saudi's foreign ministry has said that over 2,700 pilgrims suffered from sunstroke and heat stress on one day alone. I'm Karen Shamas.
And again, Muslims across Iraq marked the beginning of Eid al-Adha on Sunday. It's one of Islam's two main festivities, marking the climax of the annual Hajj pilgrimage when Muslims slaughter animals, often distributing meat to the poor. But high prices this year, or meaning fewer families are able to afford livestock for sacrifice. One trader said prices for sheep were ranging from $400 to $750. With less than 3 weeks until UK Election Day, the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is running out of time to change an ominous tune for his Conservative Party in Britain. Sunak, who has in recent days traveled to a Group of Seven summit and a Swiss conference on the Ukraine war, has been dogged by questions about whether voters are about to bring his time in office to an abrupt end on July 4th. Polls continue to give the left-of-center opposition Labour Party under Keir Starmer double-digit lead over Sunak's Conservatives, who have been in power for 14 years under five different prime ministers. Singapore authorities say a dredger boat reported a sudden loss in engine and steering control before it hit a cargo tanker last week, causing the oil spill that has blackened part of the city island's southern shores. The Netherlands-flagged dredger Vox Maxima struck the Singaporean fuel supply ship Marine Honor on Friday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.